I go to the my friends, we were playing tennis. They carried me to the ER. The ER did all these studies and tests and so forth, and then they ended up giving me some medications. I went home, and they carried me up the stairs, put me in my bed, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I got up out of my bed, and I fell to the floor. And I laid...
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Yoder.
And this is Dr. Tom Samen.
And we're going to be talking about what chiropractic care is to us.
Well, Tim, I'd like to first of all share a story of how I became a chiropractor. I was a pre-med student at the University of Montana, and I hurt my back really bad. I couldn't even walk. I'd lost all function. My legs were not working correctly. I actually had a little bit of bladder incontinence, too. And it was very scary. Here I am, this young kid in his early 20s, looking to become a doctor of the world, changing the world. And here I am, I can't even walk. And so there for 2 hours, waiting for my wife to come home to pick me up and I was laying there in my own waste. It was probably the most humiliating thing I've ever experienced in my life. And so I called my dad, and my dad said, "Son, you need to go to a chiropractor." And so here I did. I went to this chiropractor, and it was absolutely just amazing. This guy sets me on a table, does all these tests, and he says, "You know what? You have a pinched nerve. It's a drastic pinched nerve. That's what's causing your bladder not to work correctly. That's what's causing your legs not to have strength in them." He puts me on a table just like we do. He does this amazing adjustment on me, and I stand up, and my legs start to move. My incontinence went away. My life changed at that moment, Tim. And you know what? From that moment forward, my life started to change. I decided that I did not want to be a medical doctor. I want to be a chiropractor. And within 3 months, I changed who I was going to be. And it was an amazing thing. And that's part of what chiropractic means to me today. That's what changed me at that time.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen this, and it's such an amazing story. It was a miracle that happened for you. And we see this in my office, and I'm sure you do. After adjusting people, their minds on chiropractic care is completely transformed. In fact, some of them end up becoming chiropractors, just like your story. And then being a chiropractor, we see that happening to other people on a regular basis. We have a couple of young guys right now that are going to be chiropractors because of what their experiences were. And I've been guided. Something guided me my whole life since I was 4 years old. The only thing I wanted to do was be a chiropractor.
Wow.
And it was kind of an undefined drive that was pushing me to be a chiropractor. And I always knew, you know what, there's something big for me happening. There's something that's gonna be amazing in my life by me being a chiropractor. And it didn't hit me to the core until one day there was one guy. I laid him on the table, just like you were laid on the table. He was kind of a punk. He was kind of a rough guy, a young guy. And I adjusted him. He got up off the table. And previous to this, he was saying, "I don't want to come back. I don't really want to get adjusted." But I tried everything else. Medication's not working. I've tried exercise. I'm at a loss. Someone's drugged me here, pulled me in, and said, "Get adjusted." And so I adjust this kid, and he gets up off the table, and he's probably 25 years old. He starts bawling, a full-grown man just bawling. And I ask him, "What's going on?" And he goes, "For the first time in my life, I feel like I've taken a full breath of air. For the first time in my life, I feel like I can breathe." And from that day on, he's been my patient, getting his spine and nervous system checked. And that's what chiropractic care is to me. It transformed this kid's life. It's about transforming lives of anybody and everybody, including young children, including extremely elderly, and everybody in between. It's just a miracle. I love what I do.
Oh, Tim, and you know, something that hit me right there is, you know, it's funny. We seem to be always one of the last resorts. We're the last one you want to go see. And you know, it's like, this should be the first thing you should see.
Absolutely.
Like with me, I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere else. You know, I start to feel a little sniffle in my nose and, "Oh, I'm going to go over and see Dr. Tim. I need to make sure that my immune system's connected to my brain." And it's just a sad thing that we've been so directed that there's some type of cure from the outside in, that there's a drug, some miracle thing that's going to make us better. I'll tell you what, the lack of ibuprofen in your system is not causing you headaches, correct?
Correct? Crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, what a great thing and what a great testimonial, Tim. When I was in 4 years old, I think I was just thinking about my tricycle. I really don't think I was thinking about being a chiropractor, but I'm so thankful that I was led this direction, because I could not think of any job that I can wake up in the morning and just love, after 16 years of practice, just love to get in my car, and I can't wait to get to the office and see what kind of miracles that I'm going to see.
And that's what it's all about. So I'm Dr. Tim Yoder.
And I'm Dr. Tom Saman. Thanks for listening to us today. All right.